Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is CBS Sports Radio. I am JR. It's the JR Sport Brief show in the Elite Eight. It's almost set. We got one game left, and it's almost over. Damn it, it's just about over. It's a formality. Texas is beating Xavier 73-55. It's almost a wrap here. Texas Longhorns are about to move on. You know, take on Miami. Miami beat Houston 89-75. A few minutes ago, Creighton, they just beat Princeton 86-75. San Diego State, we've been talking about them. That was the early game, I should say the first game of the evening. San Diego State over Alabama, 71-64. They smashed them, especially defensively. And I think I mentioned this. If not, Miami, they beat Houston 89-75. There will be no Houston Cougars participating in the Final Four. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for two more hours. We get started every single weeknight. That's 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. We've had a busy show. We've had on amazing guests already. After Miami beat Houston, we spoke to head coach of the Hurricanes, Jim Larrañaga. He stopped by. Not only did we speak to head coach Jim Larrañaga representing San Diego State after they held Alabama to 32% shooting overall, we had a conversation with Darion Trammell from San Diego State. He dropped 21 points, and that defense was out of this world, man. They were pressing. They were forcing turnovers. They were even rebounding the ball. One of the keys that Darion Trammell said that Coach Brian Dutcher just pushes on his squad is all about rebounding. This is what Darion told us last hour. Take a listen.
Definitely defensive rebounding. I mean, that's something that, like I said, when I got recruited here, that's something that I had to do, defend at a high level, and that's something that he hangs his hat on, and I mean, that just trickles on down to the entire roster, our entire coaching staff. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing for us right now is just letting our defense carry us to wins.
Letting them win. Well, they won. Alabama is gone. Between Alabama gone, between Houston gone, there are no number one seeds left here in the tournament. And so we know San Diego State, they're going to take on Creighton. Only a few minutes ago, Creighton won, knocking off Princeton 86-75. And then after that game completed, man, we heard from one of their guys. Baylor Shireman was out there knocking down shots. We had Trey Alexander knocking down threes. Ryan Kalkbrenner, he spoke to TBS, and he gave Princeton a whole lot of credit. Listen to this.
I I mean, Princeton's really good at establishing their pace in the game, so you just got to take them out of it. I mean, their whole goal is to take us out of our pace, but we just got to be extra sure to have our pace. And that means made shots, rebounds, any of it, get the ball out and push, and I think that's what we did.
It'll only be a matter of time before Texas knocks off Xavier, 79-62. They currently lead. Earlier this evening, we saw Miami take care of Houston, 89-75. And the Hurricanes, they're going to the Elite Eight for the second straight year. Nigel Pack, 26 points. Isaiah Wong, 20 points. Miami knocked down 51% of their shots. But their head coach, Jim Larranega, he joined us after the victory right here on CBS Sports Radio. And I just detailed to you a lot of the offensive numbers. Jim Larranega, he said it was all about defense. Take a listen to Coach.
Was there really good at forcing turnovers and scoring in the open court? The second is they're a tremendous rebounding team at both ends. So we just told our players we needed to pack it in the paint. They'd make some threes. They were 7-for-17 in the first half, but they ended up 9-for-31, only 29%. But our two-point shooting defense had to be excellent, and it was.
Well, you know what? Miami beating Houston, he's not surprised. A lot of people are surprised about San Diego State going over Alabama. We've had a lot of surprises here in this tournament. There are no number one seeds. Head coach Jim Larranega, he also said, hey, if you watch the Hurricanes play tonight, you shouldn't be surprised about anything else that takes place.
You know, what you saw tonight is what we envisioned before the season ever started. And even at one of the timeouts, I just told Coach Courtney, my associate head coach, hey, we just got to keep scoring. Because their defense is good, but if we can keep scoring, it's hard for them to catch us because we had a little bit of a lead. And then when they did cut the lead to two, I called a timeout and told them that, hey, Houston picked up the tempo. We need to do the same thing.
Yeah. Pretty fun. I'm enjoying the parody. I love the fact, and everybody can be shocked and surprised about San Diego State. I did not expect them to be here. We know Alabama completely was shut down tonight. Princeton went on a magic carpet ride. Speaking of a magic carpet ride, we still have Florida Atlantic here in the tournament. We still have Kansas State in the tournament. The Zags and UConn, that should be a good one tomorrow night. This is good for college basketball. That legitimately, at this point, you could say anybody got a chance, right? Everyone has an opportunity. I will take that and appreciate that than looking at the same old tired faces, the same old tired names. It's good to switch things up from time to time. As right now, this game, it's still going on. I'm talking about the Longhorns and Xavier, 79-62. About 3 minutes left in this game. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to San Diego and talk to Mike. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR, how's it going?
It's going very well. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, it's funny how many San Diego people are calling in, and, you know, it also is funny how many people are not native San Diegos, San Diegans, I guess. But and I guess some of those people probably call in, but jumping on the bandwagon a little bit, San Diego State is a great team. They're you know, they've got older players, so played a lot of close games this year, so they know how to play tough to the end. But I was going for Texas, and I had Texas from the get-go. I mean, I kind of go for conferences when I set up my March Madness, and Big 12 was very tough. Big East was tough as well. Got Creighton coming in. I mean, UConn's still going strong, but I think Texas is going all the way. They look strong. I mean, look at them right now. They dominated Kansas in their championship game. I mean, it's funny how many people are not talking about Texas, you know, even though they
– What do you believe people are missing from the Longhorns? So what are the attributes? What do we need to pay attention to?
Well, I mean, a lot of people want to talk defense and all these other teams. I mean, Texas is very strong defense as well. they're long. Those guys are tall. They're lengthy. They're aggressive. I mean, if you watch games, you've got people diving all over the place, and they can shoot the three as well. So I mean, they've got all the tools that you need to win a championship. And just a lot of people aren't talking about them. And now you've got all these ones out. I think you'll start hearing a lot more Texas talk moving forward. And again, I'm here in San Diego State. You know, go Aztecs, obviously. But for my bracket and my wallet, I've got Texas.
Okay. All right. I hope it wins out for you. Thank you, Mike, for calling from San Diego. Hey, money talks. It sure does. Money talks. I didn't fill out a bracket. I didn't. I'm just sitting around watching the games. Now the clock is ticking. Now 90 seconds here with Texas over Xavier. It's just taking a minute. Jake is here from San Diego. What's up, Jake? Okay. Well, how many Jakes are there? There's another Jake? Are you Jake as well? Hey, Jake, turn the radio down.
I'm on the radio.
Yeah, turn it down.
Yeah, JR, well, I was listening to you, and I'm on here. JR, so I keep hearing that you're saying, like, you're sick of the San Diego teams calling or fans calling in. Who are you going for?
Whoa. Don't put words in my mouth.
Okay, well, you put words in.
No. Not well. I didn't say such a thing at all.
Okay, that's what I was hearing. All right.
No. No, that's not what you were hearing. What I said was, very simply, we have a lot of San Diego fans calling.
You're right.
I know I'm right because that's what came. Well, so let me ask you
this. Well, yeah, it's your show. Yeah, you're right.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not. Of course it's my show. We know that. Mm-hmm. Why are you so quick to call and tell me something I didn't say?
Hey, all right, well. My question is just like what?
Okay, no
what
answer.
What were you hoping to hear more of? You know.
Well, what?
What,
no,
what
no,
were
no,
you
no.
hear? What were you hearing more of? What do you want to hear
whoa,
more
whoa,
of?
Whoa,
what
whoa,
team?
Stop,
Miami.
Stop. No, stop. I don't have a hope to hear anything. You didn't answer my question.
All right. Well,
let me ask you another one. No, let me ask you another one. Why are you being so defensive? If you are happy about San Diego State, I don't have a horse in the race. I don't have a hope for anything. So what is your issue or what is your problem?
So that's what this is about. You don't have a horse in the race anymore. That's why you come. That's why
I
you
have
got
never had a horse
against us in San Diego. We don't.
I have
this
never.
This is one of our first. You've never had a
hold
horse.
Hold on,
race.
You idiot! Oh my God. Now you don't have a – this guy has listening comprehension issues. Nobody can hear you, Jake, so either hang up or stick around while I speak. Pick one. I'll bring you back if you can shut up. I never had a horse in the race. I didn't say now I don't have one. I got to talk to Jake like he's in kindergarten. I need to bust out some crayons and a coloring book for this guy. I don't care. I'm glad for everybody in San Diego that San Diego State is winning. If they win, if they lose, I don't care. I don't have money on them. The abominable snowman could pop up in March Madness tomorrow in the Elite Eight, and he could bring down Santa and the reindeers, and they could win the tournament, and I would be excited. Can he shoot a three? Can he dunk good? I don't have an interest in any of the teams. I'm looking for good basketball. I didn't think San Diego State was going to go this far. Congratulations to them. I'm not an oracle. Now let's try to have an intelligent conversation with Jake, which is going to be unlikely, because the guy wanted to come on and already put words in my mouth. This should be entertaining. Prepare yourselves as we watch a young man from Xavier cry. Jake, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Now you're not on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Shep, you see how easy that was?
That was pretty simple.
Are these guys done crying yet?
I'm not sure. It
wait
seems
a
like
minute.
There's happening a lot these days.
Wait. Okay, it's over now. Yep. Texas beat Xavier 83-71. Congratulations. The Longhorns move on. They're going to take on the Miami Hurricanes. This is all set. Oh, my God. Oh, here we go. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, not the ugly crying. Oh, man. Oh. Well, you know what? If you bust your ass and this is the high... I mean, for a young person's life, this is the highlight of your life. I can't knock you for all of the emotion and all of the hugs, all of the crying. So we're set here. Texas is going to take on Miami. We got Florida Atlantic and Kansas State, San Diego State and Creighton. We already know about UConn and Gonzaga. The Elite Eight is set. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get to more of your calls, the intelligent ones, and then we'll continue on. We'll hear from Charles Barkley speaking NIL. I give you an update on some of the NBA scores. I do want to talk about Lamar Jackson, who's had an interesting 2 days, and we'll hear from the Longhorns now that their game is over as well. We got more to come. It's March. It's Mad. It's a Friday night. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I love your show. I love you, brother. I work the graveyard shift, and I listen to you every night. It's a pleasure talking to you, and you be well, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. The Elite Eight is set. You don't have to wait anymore. We had our final score of the evening in our last break. The Texas Longhorns, they beat Xavier 83-71. They are going to move on and take on the Miami Hurricanes. If you want to think about the full slate of games over the weekend, don't worry about it. I got you set. On Saturday at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, Florida Atlantic will take on Kansas State. The second game of the night, about 3 hours later, 3.5 hours later, we're going to have Gonzaga and UConn. Those will be our two games tomorrow. The winners advance to the Final Four. Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, you're going to have San Diego State taking on Creighton. And 3 hours after that game, you're going to have the winners who just knocked off. Texas did, beating Xavier. Texas will take on Miami. And there you have it. There is your Elite Eight. By the time we come back here on Monday night, we're going to know who's going to Houston, Texas for the Final Four. Texas, a matter of fact, this is another team that has never won a championship. They've been to the Final Four 3 separate times. And tonight, they got busy. This was a little bit of a runaway. It didn't take too long. Even if we have to think about the first half of the game, there was a buzzer beater where Texas went up 42-25 going into halftime. You could thank Timmy Allen. This is courtesy of Westwood One.
Boom, running in. Shot won't go. Rebounded by Allen for Texas. They'll push. Allen, a half-court heave. Good if it goes. And he banks it home! Timmy Allen! Closing out the first half on a dominant note.
42-25. How about we go to the second half? I'm sorry for piling on right now. Tyrese Hunter, he knocked down a three to extend this game. He made it 61-41, Texas.
Hunter on the run. Stop, top of the key. 4-3. Got it. Texas by 20. The Elite Eight beckoning the Longhorns. 61-41. Timeout, Xavier.
Yeah, they didn't have to wait too much longer. Yeah, the Final Four or the Elite Eight was calling on Texas. Well, this was the final call for the game.
Texas's lead is 12.
They'll inbound, they'll dribble it out, and a wire-to-wire winner for the Longhorns sends Texas to the Elite Eight for the first time in 15 years. Texas knocks off Xavier 83-71.
And we know they're going to be taking on Miami on Sunday afternoon. That'll be the last game to determine who advances to the Final Four. And congratulations to head coach Rodney Terry. We know that he had to take over for Chris Beard following that that domestic incident at home that pretty much he was not charged with. The charges were rescinded. His wife, partner, didn't want to press him. And here, Texas is still here either way. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Miami and talk to CJ. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, CJ?
Hi, JR. How are you?
I'm great, man. I think you have the radio on. If you can, please turn it down.
I am. I'm going to turn it off. Okay. This is the first time I called in to you. The ladies today, they beat number one Villanova. UM men's beat number one Houston. I want to ask you a question. How come there is so much disrespect for UM? Because even after the girls won today, I forgot the name of the lady that came on, but she was saying how Villanova did all the wrong things and they should have won.
What woman are you referring to?
It was a woman on I think it was ESPN, but she was after the game.
Okay. Hold on a minute. Okay. Hold on, CJ.
Okay.
I got a couple of questions. You ready? Rapid fire. Where are you right now?
I'm in Coral Springs, Florida.
Okay. Where are you? Are you at home? Are you at work? Where are you?
I'm at home.
Okay. Are you at home? Okay. Have you been drinking tonight?
Yeah, I've had 2 beers.
Okay. It seems like you've had more than 2 beers. Sorry about that. Wow. Hey, Shep, I know it's Friday. Shep, I know it's Friday.
It's actually Saturday where he is, so he has even less of an excuse.
He's like, hey, the woman was talking. I'm like, what? Last time I checked, I'm a man. I mean, you are a man, Shep.
Yes.
You're a man. I'm a man. There's no woman here.
Why would anybody disrespect Nova? Like, it's just that was one of the more random calls I can think of in a long time.
He's like, what did he say? He called, wait a minute. Let's actually, this is becoming, for lack of a better word, this is becoming dumber by the minute. The more I think about it, I feel like he's making me dumber. He called here to CBS Sports Radio to ask about a woman who made a comment about the Miami Hurricanes on ESPN 5 hours ago?
Correct.
Did he just wake up?
If he did wake up, it was longer than 5 hours in which he was out of it. Let's just put it that way. I mean,
I think he had multiples of two.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those things. I feel like people are on holiday right now. You have March Madness, and it has been every bit mad. Well, let's put it this way. CJ from Coral Springs is, but damn sure. This is CBS Sports Radio. Every single time you answer a phone call, you say this is the JR Sport Brief, CBS Sports Radio. Every time I screen a phone call, it is, hey, CBS Sports Radio, JR Sport Brief, what do you want to say to JR? So he...
Who does he think I am? Monica McNutt? Like, what does he think this is?
Maybe Holly Rowe.
Maybe I am...
Maybe Carolyn Peck.
Let's keep going. Maybe... Uh-oh.
Brenda Fries?
I'm running out of names.
You're not Gina Auriemma. Trying to think of people in the women's college game.
I'm thinking of women.
I understand that. Great. I mean, Dawn Staley. I mean, she's up there in terms of...
I'm not a coach.
Right?
I'm not a... Who else? Who's the woman who does the NBA?
Oh, Doris Burke. She's amazing.
I'm not Doris Burke.
She's amazing. Doris is amazing.
I don't know. Whatever that guy was drinking before he called, I want some of that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I don't.
Although, JR, but, you know, you alluded to this beforehand. San Diego Aztecs, San Diego State Aztecs specifically, I'm really happy for them. Like, you know, Steve Fisher laid a great foundation a few years ago, and They've taken off and run with it. And, man, do they have themselves a fan base. I am shocked that more people – CJ is not a good representation of Miami sports fans. I am shocked that people from Miami are not incredibly more ecstatic about what the 70-something-year-old head coach Jim Larrañaga and the Hurricanes just pulled off.
What can I say?
I mean,
and we had
right.
Coach Larrañaga. We had him here.
Yeah.
He was here. Was he the first person we spoke to tonight?
He was the first person. You actually asked him about his dance moves.
Yeah, I said, man, you out. He's having more fun than the Hurricanes fans. Here, let's. That was one of the things I asked him. I said, hey, Coach Larrañaga, because after the game, I saw him go into the locker room, and he looked like he was doing the electric slide. And listen to his response.
I don't know what it's called. Just my players enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I got those guys cheering for me and then dancing with me. And that's what March Madness is all about. It's a big dance.
Yeah, it's a big dance. And for his own hopes, he hopes to be dancing all over the Longhorns on Sunday. Well, let's see if it takes place and let's see if it happens. Look, I'm just here for the basketball, people. Yeah, don't take it too seriously. I know people got a lot of money down. People are trying to win money. They're in pools. I don't know if you're in an office pool. I don't know if you opened up your phone like Calvin Ridley and decided to place a bet. There's stakes involved for a lot of people. Me, I'm just enjoying the games. I'm hoping that nobody cries too hard at the end. I'm hoping that nobody gets hurt. I want to see exciting games. That's it. In all honesty, I'm still kind of high on the game from Thursday night with Kansas State in the Garden. Marquise Noel, like I'm still stuck on the guy. I told you last week when it comes down to the tournament, like I want to see the stars, and when you got a guy just dropping 20 and 19. That's still unbelievable. I want to see how he can follow that up next, and that game will be at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 Pacific.
So. And the little kid makes a three.
Oh, yeah, and I like when people shut guys up. He going to remember that for a long time, John Calipari. He watching like me and you. The little kid. What do you call him, the little kid? What'd it say?
And the little kid makes a three.
Yeah, that's why his old ass is at home. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I have not forgotten Charles Barkley. He had some comments about basketball improving, well, from the college ranks. He also had some pointed comments about how to not make it work. And he called some people terrible. Terrible. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
When you put me on, a lot of times you blend the commonalities of sports and business and drive together. So first of all, you know, thank you for what you do. You have the ultimate drive. A lot of people know you, and a lot of people don't know you, and they will know you.
Here's JR.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, that was Damon John from Shark Tank. A big shout out to my main man, Damon John from Shark Tank. Us, we're here. CBS Sports Radio. We're waiting on the Elite Eight games. I can't believe we've gone another week already. March Madness always just flies on by. Just about a week ago, we were in the midst of just basketball all day, Thursday and Friday. We had the first four before that, then we jumped to a Sweet 16, and now here we are with an Elite Eight. We're going to get here Monday night, Final Four. And Shep, you're going to be on the air this weekend, right? When do you come on?
Sundays, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And JR, I was telling you this in the break, I got to brush up even more on San Diego State basketball. I never knew. And you know about the Padres. Right. You know, obviously they used to have the Chargers. I never think of San Diego as being this impassioned sports fan base. I just don't. And I'm really impressed. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, well, you're going to get a lot of them calls. Well, if they win, you're going to get a lot of them calls on Sunday, man.
They're really good, JR. Like, I overlooked them. I think a lot of people did. I owe the San Diego Aztecs an apology. Huge, big time.
Well, that's what happens. I mean, who the hell, but who's watching 68 of these teams? Who's watching 300, how many D1s? 324, 350?
Around the 350 neighborhood, you're right.
Who the hell is watching 354 Division I teams? Deshaun Tate. That's
right.
It.
Jay, like, let's be honest for a second. How many people knew who Coach Dutcher was before 2 weeks ago? Like, let's just be real about that.
Unless you're in San Diego.
How many people thought Steve Fisher was still coaching them?
Yeah. How many people knew that, Rick Barnes was at Tennessee and not still in Texas?
Well, now Rick Barnes has made a Final Four before. He obviously made an Elite Eight 15 years ago. He's coached LaMarcus Aldridge, Kevin Durant, P.J. Tucker. Like, he has a resume.
But that's
Brian Dutcher has no resume.
But that's what I'm saying.
He does now.
It wasn't that long ago. How long has he been at? He's been at Tennessee, what, 5, 6 years?
He's been at Tennessee for a while now.
Yeah, time flies.
You just
man.
Wouldn't know it because he can't win the tournament if his life depended on it.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I spoke to one of my good friends today about Tennessee. You know, Tennessee right up the road here. So there's a lot of Tennessee fans and not happy today.
You know who owns the state of Tennessee?
Who owns the state? I don't know. Somebody pushing whiskey? I don't know.
A university named Florida Atlantic.
Ouch.
True.
You just... Why are you rubbing salt in a wound?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you're Memphis, you're Tennessee, and you lose to a team that has never won an NCAA tournament game in the history of their program, and you have two major programs go down to the same school. That's bad.
Man, it happens, man. I told you yesterday I had to find Florida Atlantic on the map. It happens.
Like, most people are still looking, let's be real.
Yeah. Well, you should know by, if you don't know, now you know. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jake is here. He's calling from Knoxville. Hey, Jake, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, man?
Hey, JR, man. First time caller, long time listener. Love the show. First of all, I want to say, Shep, that is a low blow, my guy. Wow. I'm on hold, and then I hear that. I maybe want to hang up, but you pretty much touched on it already, man. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on the future of Rick Barnes as a Tennessee head coach. Is his philosophy outdated? And I'll hang up and listen, and thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Jake, for calling from Knoxville. Is it so much of his philosophy, or is it the talent that he has? Like, you're only good as the folks that you have out there, and from what I saw, there was a talent discrepancy. I mean, are you able to get the type of players that you want? And we spoke to Jim Larranega. We had him on. He's older than Rick Barnes. He's been lauded not necessarily for well, I guess you can say that too, but he adjusts to the talent that he has. I don't see anybody, unless I'm missing something. I ain't sitting around watching Tennessee basketball all fall into winter time. I ain't seen nobody or anything that made me go, oh, wow. I saw them being bruisers. I saw them throwing elbows and being aggressive. And, yeah, you got to make your bones where you can make them. I'm not gonna fault the coach. I did fault the coach tonight. His name was Nate Oates. Now, that was some garbage that we saw. I'm not worried about Rick Barnes. I'm thinking about the talent. As Shep mentioned, yeah, there's a big old difference. Yeah, Kevin Durant, one of the best basketball players ever, it didn't seem to even had, like, one guy to just take you to the moon. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to South Carolina and talk to Marvin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, Marvin?
What's happening, JR? I hope you're doing well.
I am. What it is? What's up?
I got a couple of comments. Let me start by saying I don't mean any disrespect to pulling teams to Elite Eight. My question to you, and I'm harking back to that comment I think you made a couple of weeks ago, how many people are going to sit down, other than people that graduated in these schools, are going to watch Florida Atlantic play Creighton for the national championship? I just think March Madness may be over.
Hold on a second, Marvin. Don't hang up, okay? Don't hang up. Just stay right there, okay? Okay, hold on. All right. Shep, do you know what he just asked me?
He said if there's the potential of Creighton and FAU playing for the national championship,
okay,
is anybody going to watch outside of those?
Yeah, I'm going to watch. Hold on, let's bring him back.
Yeah.
Hey, Marvin, I'm going to watch. You not going to watch?
Yeah, well, I enjoy as much as anybody seeing a 16 beat a 1.
Right.
At the end of the day, you know, I want to watch ones and twos play for the final four. I mean, you know.
But you just said you're still going to watch.
No, I said I watched up until tonight.
Oh, you quit. So you have now quit on the champ. You've quit on the tournament.
Yeah, well, I just don't see. I know the TV people got to be going crazy. How are you going to jack up the nation to watch two teams that most people ain't never heard of?
Because most people like a fairy book. What is it? Fairy tale story. People like fairy tales. You don't like fairy tales?
I love a fairy tale. Nobody.
What's your favorite? Whoa! What's your favorite fairy tale?
Alice in Wonderland.
Why do you like Alice in Wonderland?
I think Alice is cool.
Okay. She hung out with that dumbass cat with the teeth, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I feel bad.
I'm just curious as to how many people are going to get really excited about watching it. The great schools, I'm not disrespecting them in any way.
Okay.
I just would have expected some number one teams to be playing in the championship.
Well, there's always Alice in Wonderland. You got it on DVD? You got Netflix?
I do.
Oh, well, you do? You got Disney Plus?
Yeah.
You got Disney Plus?
I do.
Well, watch Alice in Wonderland instead.
I might just do that.
Have fun, Marvin. Hey, you call me up anytime. I like you, Marvin. I like you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jay. I like you, too.
How about that? I like him. Hey, Shep, I like him. After we talked some more, I liked him.
Marvin's a good dude, man. He's got a good attitude.
I didn't know what the hell he was talking about to begin, but after a while, I'm like, I like him.
You know what? He's got a good style of his voice. He's got a good cadence. And to his point, like, with no number one seed in the Elite Eight, I mean, we're just not talking brand anymore. We're talking about the story. And to me, JR's pretty compelling. You got some schools that have never been to Elite Eights before, and they have a chance to make the Final Four.
Forget all of that.
Yeah.
This man said he has Netflix and Disney Plus.
Alice in Wonderland, though. That's a little bit of a left turn. No one's favorite Disney movie.
I'm surprised. Well, not we ain't say is every fairy tale a Disney movie? No.
Well, when you think of fairy tales, you don't think of like Cartoon Network. You think of Disney.
It's impossible. You know what? You might be right. It is impossible to name a fairy tale that's not a Disney movie. Am I wrong?
No, that you're making my point exactly.
I can't name. Wait. Walt Disney ain't come up with fairy tale. Like, there's not another famous fairy tale that is not Disney related. Wow. I barely remember Alice in Wonderland. Where did she got sucked into a hole? What happened to her? I don't remember.
Yeah, Cheshire Cat, all that.
That's all I remember.
Right.
I remember that dumbass cat. He smiled from ear to ear. He was purple with stripes. That's all I remember. Alice in Wonderland. Nothing else. Wow. I got some brushing up to do. Well, if you want a fairy tale, just turn on basketball. It's right here in front of your face. Mike from San Diego, maybe he's living in a fairy tale. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my phone call.
Thanks.
No, I'm not living in a fairy tale. Big fan, and you just gained a fan tonight. My wife and I were driving home and kind of caught the tail end of this other guy, Jake, I'm assuming from San Diego, because you kept hanging up on him. We're just curious. You're making my wife laugh. She's just in love with you now. She thinks she loves your show just from the past 30 minutes. And we were trying to figure out why were you hanging up on him? And then also my question was, what do you think of the San Diego State-Creighton matchup coming up?
Oh, well, I mean, damn it. If they do what they did against Alabama tonight, put the clamps on them, it's going to be curtains. So I think Alabama they should be able to go out there and put up more points. If they can do that to Alabama, I would go ahead and favor them against Creighton. Now, having said that, the gentleman who called up, the first thing he said to me was, and I got to think about it, he was such a dumbass. Hey, Shep, what did he say to me?
Okay, so full disclosure, I got to think about this, because you had Mike, the problem is JR takes like 150 calls a night, so I'm trying
No. I know what happened. Okay. I know. Hold on. What I said, Mike, was...
He was being antagonistic. I remember that.
Yeah, he was. Mike, we've had, and of course, we've had a lot of enthusiastic San Diego callers tonight. A lot. And so I made a reference, and I made a point of saying what I just said. I said, hey, we've had a lot of callers from San Diego tonight. That's it. Done point. Way before that guy called up. And so this guy calls up, and he goes something along the lines of, like, why don't you like us calling? And you said you don't like, you said there are too many San Diego callers. And I said to him, whoa, wait a minute. That ain't come out my mouth. And so he was just being an ass. And I told him, I said, I don't care. Like, I don't talk to anybody. I noted out. He said, well, what's the problem with having San? I'm like, nothing, you idiot. Like, will you come on putting words in my mouth? And so that was the premise of that call, Mike. He was just being a jackass.
Yeah, I get it. Appreciate your content you put out. I definitely have. I'm not a diehard San Diego State fan, but you know, I do get excited when March Madness does come around, and I've seen a change in their defense in the past couple weeks. So I think and they always say defense wins championships. So yeah.
I have a funny feeling.
I thought they could beat Alabama, so hopefully they can bring that same energy on Sunday. So.
Okay. I got to go, Mike. I'm up against the break. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, take care, JR.
You too. Hey, CBS Sports Radio, don't move.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliet Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount+.
It's not always easy to make the right choices when it comes to saving money and opening new credit cards. Which has the best perks? Which has the lowest fees? That's where we come in. NerdWallet can help you compare and find top financial products to make smart financial decisions. With NerdWallet on your side, you're backed by super experienced nerds who help you make smart decisions on your next credit card, high-yield savings account, and more. They use their nerdy expertise to offer side-by-side comparisons, objective reviews, and ratings on top financial products out there. NerdWallet can help you find a credit card that rewards you on what you spend the most on. Are you paying more for groceries lately? Filling up your tank from all those road trips? Or for all of your online shopping? NerdWallet helps categorize your spending and find the card that best fits your habits. So, listeners, are you ready to make a smart decision? Compare and find top cashback credit cards, savings accounts, and more at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. The smartest decision for all your financial decisions.
I'm JR of CBS Sports Radio, and I want to introduce you to a new podcast titled Agents of Inclusion, brought to you by Special Olympics, Odyssey, and JR Sport Brief Productions. Every Wednesday, we'll be speaking with a different Special Olympics athlete to share their stories of perseverance, accomplishment, and path towards inclusion. We don't want you to just listen. We want you to become an active agent of inclusion as well. Special Olympics, Agents of Inclusion, find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me, bet for free.